the uptick in poverty in Wisconsin. We're visiting today with Malia Jones, Department of Community and Environmental Sociology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Wisconsin has seen an increase in poverty. Can you explain what you found?
We found that poverty between 2005 and 2009, compared to the more recent 5 years, it went up pretty substantially. So it's at its highest rate right now since around 1984.
Why is this increase happening?
Well, it is a little puzzling considering overall the economy has been trending up. I think what we're seeing is that people who are at the highest risk, the lowest wage earners in our economy, are not really benefiting from the increasing economy. And so, in essence, we're seeing increasing inequality.
Can you describe for us what poverty looks like?
People who are living in poverty have real challenges getting enough quality food, getting quality, stable housing. So they're moving around a lot. They may go through periods of homelessness. They are not able to get a home in a good neighborhood that protects their children from crime and offers a good public education. And it's a really stressful kind of way to live, right? You have all these sort of unknowns and risky situations that your family is exposed to.
Is there any difference between our rural counties and our urban counties in terms of poverty?
We did see increases in poverty in both rural and urban places. The increase was a little sharper in urban counties, but nonetheless, even in rural places, poverty was up. This is a concern really for the whole state.
Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of the numbers of people involved here in Wisconsin?
During this most recent period, we had about 750,000 Wisconsin residents living in poverty, and that's up from around 600,000. So it's a pretty substantial increase in the number of people. In addition to that, we had a really high rate of child poverty, which is especially concerning because exposure to poverty when you're a kid really has long-term health implications and implications for educational outcomes and employment. And we have about 240,000 children who are living in poverty in the state of Wisconsin, which is about 1 in 5 of all children.
Malia, what are some of the long-term effects of poverty?
We know that living in poverty, especially as a child, is a major source of stress, and stress is really bad for your health. People who live in poverty who aren't sure if there's going to be food to eat, who don't know how they'll get to work because their car's not working, who aren't sure if there's going to be a safe place to sleep tonight, those kinds of major stressors have serious long-term health consequences.
We've been visiting today with Malia Jones, Department of Community and Environmental Sociology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.